So it's 10 past 12 now. The kids get really weird. They get agitated. They get all emotional when they're hungry. I get agitated when I'm hungry, but what's doing my head in at the minute is the amount of people in Salisbury, and I always find that people in the south of England, sorry if you're from the south of England, are bloody ignorant. I say that because I make the direct comparison to people who live in the north of England, where I come from. People are much more friendly. But today, I think it's because, you know, it's payday yesterday for a lot of people. It's the first frantic weekend of shopping for Christmas, and it is absolutely manic here in Salisbury. Children are just, we're sat outside, well, adjacent to Cotswold Outdoor, outside a gentleman's clothing shop. But we went into Cotswold, and they inflate their prices. I have absolutely no sympathy for these firms. They get no business because they inflate their prices so much. So we're looking in Cotswolds at things, and you can buy, you know, they're saying there was a sale on. Well, the sale price is how much it is, you know, at the normal price anywhere else. And generally, you can get that item at, you know, probably two-thirds or even half the price elsewhere. Yeah, I'm just whinging because I'm hungry. But I've got to wait 12 hours for these kids to eat now, because they take on average about an hour and a half to eat anything. Except for tomorrow, who says she's done. Yeah, so a lot of really ignorant people today. You know, that I'm just being twitchy. I'm sorry, Audio Boom listeners.
Test mic one test.
Very,
two,
very expensive. You know, you can see how prices have just gone up anyway. Not just gone up, but how prices have gone up. And they say we're out of a recession. You've got to buy yourself out of a recession. That's the only way to do it. If they just bring their prices down, I just don't understand it. They would get so much more trade. So the Salisbury is just absolutely rammed today. The car park that we parked in at the Maltings, honestly, we were lucky to get a space, and it's never that bad. Notwithstanding that the pricing, the charges for parking there are just ridiculous. £4.20 for 3 hours. Yep, absolutely ridiculous. So, oh, that alarm isn't annoying enough, is it? So, yeah. But this is what it's going to be like every weekend now, before Christmas. You're smiling. Jessica, there's a bin here. There's a bin right here. Look, here, look at me. Here, right, about half a metre to my left. Are you eating that, son? Jessica's just decided to spill yoghurt all over her jacket. Music has started up. Oh. I think with the walking that we've been doing recently, I just do not like being around a lot of people anymore. The kids don't like looking around the shops, even when they're looking at toys and things. Oh, that didn't sound happy. Are you going to eat that, son? Or are you going to play with it? Because it is a sandwich. And you generally put it in your mouth. it's a beautiful, the weather is just fantastic today. Isn't it good weather? Yeah. Blue sky. The sun's, with it being winter, the sun's low in the sky, and so it's in your eyes. Now I've left me sunglasses at home today. It's not cold at all. No, it's not. It's about 11 degrees. So, what have you got in your pocket? Show me. What are they? Come here. Where do you get those?
I don't know.
Did you steal them?
Hey,
put that in the bin.
No.
Okay, so we'll speak to you soon.
I got my scarf on.
Right then, got to think positively. Need some music. Oh. I need something to eat. What, are you going to take a picture? Tomorrow? What are you going to do? Record video? Don't forget that you haven't got much memory on that phone, mind. Okay? But you can take a picture, do it. Tomorrow's got a mobile. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 piece.
Appalachian dancing sometime.
Eat. Keep eating, otherwise you'll be here all week. Dance floor out as well. Oh yeah, I think we've got some dancers. Open. Oh. There's just sound checking at the minute. We've got two guitars, three fiddles, and a. I don't know what that little thing is. It's not a guitar. I don't know what they call that thing. Mandolin. Mandolin, it is. Here he goes with a mandolin. Middle-aged people limbering up to dance here. Yeah? I've got a spider on my cap. Get out of it. Little money spider crawling all over me. Be gone. Loud.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We always dedicate that tune to a nice person from Prague because it's called A Sound Check. They get it. That's the first time ever. Thank you. The tune, actually, we thought we would have dedicated to this morning, but it was not to be because it's called Cold Frosty Morning. And it ain't. It's really nice. Ladies and gentlemen, we are delighted to be here in Salisbury. Salisbury, that's right. A long way, and it's not half past. Apparently, we're supposed to dance from. They're supposed to dance. I don't dance. Me, my age. We're supposed to be on from 12:30. So we'll play you one more tune for now, if that's all right. What should we play? That's a nice one. Ladies and gentlemen, because it's Christmas, we're going to do a few themed food themed. I'll get this right. Food-themed tunes. And this one's called Shove the Pig's Foot a Little Further Into the Fire. Yes, we are wicked.
Thank you.
very much indeed. That was called Shove the Pig Spot a Little Further Into the Fire. We'd like to point out that no animals were hurt in the making of that tune, because it's to do with the steelmaking industry. To celebrate this November the 29th Christmas festival with you, please will you welcome Spang the Planks! Ragtime Annie. That one's been with the dancers longer than some of the dancers. I think it's one of the very first dances they ever learnt. Sometimes they get it right too. Today was one such occasion. Well, here we go. I like this one. This is four sprightly young chicks and one rampant cockerel. Ladies and gentlemen, this dance is called Clark Old Hen. Democracy works. Thank you. sometimes six and sometimes ten. I suppose she ain't for the real gold men. But gold hand puck and sing, ain't late next and late last spring. But gold hand puck and squall, ain't late next and late last fall. As I said, we're doing some sort of themed, food-themed Christmas variations on our dances. So that was indeed about hens. The next one also is called Ducks on the Pond. I remember all sorts of other suggestions.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.